There sat a man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. He heard Paul speak, or he heard him preach the gospel. And Paul, steadfastly beholding him, perceiving that he had faith to be healed. He said with a loud voice, "Stand up on your feet," and up on his feet he came. Praise God. Now, he must thank you, Father. Yes, sir. He had to have heard. Now, what do we already know from Paul's preaching? What do we already know? We already know what he wrote the church at Galatians, how Jesus was made a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus." I believe that's what he was preaching. I mean, that's what the man preached.
Amen. That's right.
You see, they no more than we do today. The Lord doesn't give me a message and I just preach it once and then wonder what in the world I'm going to preach next time. I preach that till he says, "Preach something else." And sometimes it may be a few days. Sometimes it may be a few months. Sometimes it may be a year. I'm not going to go off and change. Not without direction. Because it don't ever come out the same way twice anyway. And if you heard it twice, well, you needed to hear it twice. Amen. So the thing we need to understand here, he wasn't preaching something that didn't include healing.
That's right.
Amen.
He's preaching the gospel. Well, if you're preaching the gospel, you're going to be preaching healing.
Amen.
If you're preaching the gospel, you're going to be preaching prosperity.
That's right.
You can't cut any of the threefold cord out because it's part of it.
Amen.
Amen. Now, let me just for instance here. This will help you in your Bible study. You remember when Philip went down, where did he go? Samaria. And what did he do? No, wait a minute. Said he preached Christ. Well, that's the gospel. I know. Hold it. Jesus preached Christ. Christ is a Greek word. Translate it. It's the Greek translation of the Hebrew word Messiah, which means anointed one or anointing. Amen. And Jesus preached, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me." Now, wait a minute. Hold it. He could have said, Greg, it could have been translated this way. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has christened me."
That's right.
It'd be the same word. You see something, don't you? Now, Philip was preaching the same message that Jesus preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And people started getting healed. He's preaching Jesus. He's preaching Christ. But we struggle with that and say, yeah, he preached Christ. Well, what did he preach? He preached Christ. What did he say? I don't know. Yeah, you do. You just didn't know you knew it. Because Jesus preached that everywhere he went. Everywhere. The scripture proves it. He preached that word throughout all Judea. That was his text everywhere. How the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel. Glory. Now we're back to Philip preach the gospel. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I'm plumb excited. I'm plumb up to here. Hallelujah. An insight into this book and what's going on here tonight. Hallelujah. Some things are happening in your spirit right now, baby. Things are happening out. Things are happening to you out there on the network. Things are happening to you online out there. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hepatitis C was healed right then. Praise God. I literally heard that in my spirit. Glory to God. Rheumatic fever, I heard the Lord say that is being healed. Hallelujah. Faith cometh. Faith cometh. Well, when faith cometh, then words cometh. Words cometh. Words come in. Faith cometh. Words go out. People are saved. People are healed. People are delivered by hearing words. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Philip preached Christ. Yeah, he preached Christ. He preached Jesus' sermon. What do you think they were all preaching when they left there? They all went out preaching that same message. They didn't change it. They didn't say anything else. The Apostle Paul was the first one to ever come along that had anything else to say other than that, of that group. What if you, hey, if you're part of that 12, you think you'd be out preaching something on your own? You don't know anything but what you heard him preach for 3 years. That's all you know. That's where Philip got it. Hallelujah. That's the reason he's preaching it. Well, the Apostle Paul comes along and he preached the same thing. Amen. But he brought revelation from heaven into that mix. Hallelujah. He had to establish the new covenant. It had to be someone. It had to be someone that was not part of that 12. And he knew it. Jesus had already, Jesus doesn't do things, he's a man of great equity. He doesn't do things that are unfair. Jesus said, I have shown him the things he must suffer for my name's sake. Now, there's more to that than just the fact that, you know, he just preached in the name of Jesus. No. For the sake of the authority and integrity of that name. That's above every name that's named that he has, that God exalted him and has given him his name. Amen. But that had to be proven in the field. And he did it. He proved it would work. He proved it in the deep night and day. He proved it by being killed a couple of times. Come on, man. Amen. Yeah. At least once, we know. Hallelujah. For that name's sake and that authority, this apostle took it to the field and won the battles. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Come on, get in your room. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory.
Amen. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't this gospel absolutely marvelous? But you can't, had you been there hearing the Apostle Paul preach that gospel, you would have had to have mixed your faith with it. It wouldn't happen just because it's the Apostle Paul. Wouldn't happen. No. You'd had to mix your faith with it just like this man did. And because there were unusual signs and wonders by the works of their hands, well, obviously a lot of people did, but the Holy Spirit saw fit to give us this one so we could see and understand what the word of faith is built to do.
Amen.
Like that.
Hallelujah.
Like that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He heard him speak. Perceiving he had faith to be healed, he said with a loud voice, "Stand up on your feet," and he leaped and he walked. Hallelujah. Say, he leaped and he walked. And he was a happy man. Amen. Hallelujah. What did he hear? He heard the gospel. What's the gospel? The word of faith. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We've noticed all the way through this, 3 weeks of broadcast now, the interweavings all the way through the ministry of Jesus. If you go back and study all 19 of those incidences, you will find the person's faith mentioned in, what is it? I think something like 12 of them or so. But if you read and study them, you can find the faith in there on every one of them. Oh, my. We found out. You know, I hear people say, well, sometimes he says yes, and sometimes he says no, and sometimes he says wait a while. You know, that's funny. He never has said that to me. But now here's, turn over to 1 John. The key to answered prayer, the key to receiving from God, always, always, always begins with the Word. Are you with me? Believing the Word. Believing the Word. Starting with the Word. Look over here in the fifth chapter of 1 John, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Everyone that loves him that begat loveth him also that's begotten of him. Or if you love the Father, you love the children. By this we know we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. His commandments are not grievous, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Are you a believer?
Yes.
Then you have faith.
Yes.
And you're a world overcomer.
Yes.
So all you got to do is get the word and start overcoming. Because you are an overcomer. You don't become an overcomer and then overcome. No, hey, I'm going to put this country style. You've done become an overcomer. So get your overcoming self up and start overcoming. You understand? Hallelujah. Now, flowing right down this same line, right here in this same fifth chapter, you come right down to this place. Now, this is the God is love book, right? 1 John is God is love. The Apostle John is the one that revealed God is love. That he doesn't have love. He is love. And this little book, that this book is just pregnant with that revelation. Now come down. Verse 14. This is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything, say anything. If we ask anything. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. His word is his will. There is no way in this earth or heaven that God would promise you something that was not his will for you to have. I mean, how stupid is that? Amen. Oh, glory to God. We could read it like this. And you preachers, tell me if you flow with this. We know that he hears us. And this is the confidence we have in him. We ask anything according to his word. He hears us. All right, now follow along. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have. We have. I believe I receive it because I know I have it. I know he heard me because I'm praying his word back to him. We have the petitions that we desired of him. We're almost there. We're almost there. How much time have we got, Tim? Oh, I got to get this in here. Hey, you're praying with me, aren't you? Woo-wee. We have the petition we desired of him. Amen. Look at the 18th verse. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. What? Now wait a minute. Don't jump track. Stay on the same track. Whosoever is born of love sinneth not. But he that's born of love keepeth himself, and that wicked one top touches him not. You stay in that love command. You keep yourself on that love walk. And you love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. And you love your neighbor as yourself. You just fulfill all of the law. And if there be any other commandment, it is fulfilled with that. So you're walking in the fullness of the commandment, glory to God. And you can go over to the first covenant, go over there and find out about it, hallelujah. If you walk and kept those commandments, the word of God said you serve the Lord your God, he'll take sickness from the midst of you, and the length of your days you'll fulfill. Amen. Doing those things that are right in his sight. Well, what's right in his sight? Keeping the commandments. Walking by faith. Walking in love. Amen. And that wicked one touches him not. That's the straight and narrow way. That love walk. Out here, bam. That's the curse out there. Keep yourself on that line. Repent. Be quick to repent. Quick to repent. Quick to forgive. Very slow to anger. Don't let anger destroy your life. Don't practice it. If you practice anger, you'll get good at it. And the way people practice anger, hey, If you get irritated at a belt loop, you too are irritated. You get irritated over your hair. Praying for the Sunday morning service, praying for pastor, praying for you. The anointing of God comes on you. And you get mad at your hair. I'm going to tell you what, you about that deep and sinking. You don't have any spiritual depth to you at all. Why? Because you're practicing anger. You get irritated with your car. Get mad at your cell phone and want to throw it in the creek. I don't know why that thing does what it does. Because it's smarter than you are. That's why. That's the reason they call it smartphone. If you're having trouble with your hair, just fix it. Who cares? I'm a free man, and I'm a man full of joy, glory to God, and I'm not going to let anger get in my life. I'm not going to get anger in my household. Hallelujah. I paid a hard price for that, and I'm not going back there ever again.
The preceding message is copyright 2018 by Eagle Mountain International Church Incorporated and Kenneth Copeland Ministries and may not be duplicated for any commercial usage. Non-commercial distribution to a reasonable number of friends for the purpose of spreading the gospel is allowed, with the restriction that this oral notice must stay a part of the message. Additional information from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, including additional media products, may be obtained by visiting our website at kcm.org.